Saturn has a dampening effect on the elements of fire and air. Saturn's a heavy, dark planet. So if the person has no fire signs, and there's Saturn in Aries, that's worse than having no fire signs. I call that, it's my own word, suppressed fire. Not only do they not have fire signs, they have the planet that would suppress fire in fire. If you have no water signs, and they're the watery, most watery planet, the moon is in Aries. The moon does not do good in Aries. It's practically a fall for the moon, but it's not listed so in the books. But that person has deranged fire, deranged water, or if they have no water and they have Mars in Cancer, they have boiling water. The only thing they have in water is hot. You know, Mars doesn't belong in Cancer when you're looking at it energetically. So you can very much have even a worse situation by having one of these things. So you have to look at that. Another one that we talked about last night, if you have a missing element, but the south node is in that element. So you have no water, but you have the south node in Cancer. It's even worse. It either means it's a complete deficit, or it means that there's a strange obsession with water, because this can be an addiction point, like they'll become a sexaholic or something. Or, let's see, what's better? If they have no any element, whatever it is, say they have no air, but there's the north node in an air sign. It's exactly what they need. Say this person had no air, but there's the north node in Libra. You can just make a study of everything that north node in Libra means, and those things will be really good for them, antidote their whole problem. And you study this physically too, like a person with no air should do breathing exercises. And they should try to not get so intense. If they're all air and all fire, no air, they're going to be very intense, like a smoldering fire. We mentioned that last night. And so learn to be more objective, learn to stand back, not to be always in a rush. So you can have an element be made more or less. That's something I've learned. And that can completely color a chart, because it will, and it'll be their whole physical type. Are you comfortable back there? Okay, because it's a weird slant, but if you need, I'm sure one of the ladies here can. If you, okay, you like it, okay. As long as you like it, we're all happy. I could never do that. I can't stand slanted seats. But there's pillows too, nice pillows. So these are important things. Another, so you go for what's unique in that chart. Yes, Liz. Yes. Oh, excellent. Air houses. Now, you have houses and you have signs. You have to know the difference between the two. It's very simple. The sign, can I, how much room do I have? Oh, good. Okay. Some very simple keys to good reading. A sign is an experience, a way of being, a feeling, a mood, a consciousness. Sign is a consciousness. A house is an activity. So, if you had no air in the chart, but the person had all the three air houses active, they're going to act as airy as anybody. But they're inculcating air in this life. They'll be reading like mad and studying like mad. There's the third house. There's the seventh house, and there's the 11th house. Okay, say there's no planets in air at all, but this person has, you know, the sun in the third, and they've got Mars and Mercury in the seventh. That wouldn't happen. Mercury would have to be near here. But, you know, they're going to be extremely active in air activities. Communicating, socializing. They'll be doing all the things that airy people, that air signs would like to do, but they'll be doing them. Their life will be extremely air activity oriented. It's as if the soul came in. I think of it this way. This is my viewpoint. The soul came in maybe lacking air. And so in this life, they're just going to be constantly reading books and talking and doing everything they can to get air. Now, if you have no air and no air houses, the person might be the classic no air. Now, there is something about the elements that my 40 years of chart reading has taught me. Of all the elements, air will trick you. Very often when a person has no air at all, they will act very airy, and they'll be a bibliomaniac, or they'll be nonstop talking, and you cannot figure this out. How did this happen? You'd swear they were an air sign. There's no air at all. And sometimes it'll be just the opposite. They'll be dull. They won't be intellectual. They'll want to be in the garden or being an athlete. You can't hold a conversation. They're irrational. You get in an argument with them, this phone goes down. They don't want to, they're just not airy. And no hope. Now, air is the human element, so it's always nice to have a little air because we, you know, we it's the part of us that makes us rational. Do you notice that the air signs are the signs that aren't animals? You have an angel. It wasn't originally a water carrier. It's an angel. You have the scales, which is the judgment, observing, non-reactive function, opposite reactive Aries. And then you have twins. So you have all these people. The only other people signs are Virgo, which is another Mercury sign, and half of Sagittarius. But so you have, you know, there's symbolic meaning to this.
So are you including part of fortune or the nodes when you're talking about signs and houses, or just planets?
You mean for adding up element emphasis?
Yes.
I would not include the part of the fortune, because that just shows where you're happy, but it doesn't show your personality. The nodes are so tricky. The north node does bring in energy. The south, I wouldn't know which one to count. You could possibly, I don't know, that one I can't answer. But stick to the planets out to Saturn. Actually, and remember, Saturn is a suppressant in fire and air. He adds to Earth. If Saturn's in Earth, the person's even more earthy. Have you noticed that? You know, they'll have a real ground. If they have Saturn in Earth, it's really very grounding. So, you know, Saturn's different than the other planets as far as counting things up. He really is. If he's an Earth sign, the person's more earthy than usual. If he's in a water sign, he chills the emotions. He doesn't make them watery. He suppresses water, but he makes the person cooler and more ice. And the isolating and cool factor of water is increased. The loving and sexy element of water is seriously decreased. Saturn in air increases air because Saturn is very logical and air is very logical. People with Saturn in air make wonderful mathematicians and journalists and editors and their engineers. So Saturn in air, you can give 2 points. Saturn suppresses fire. So he suppresses fire, he encourages air, he encourages earth because those are his natural elements. He's more akin to the earth and air element. So he's kind of an oddball. Saturn also stands opposite all other planets. And so here's one. It's an interesting tip. When you're dealing with oppositions in the chart, which always puzzle astrologers, you know, Saturn has a disciplining, contractive, cool nature. Venus doesn't. Venus is loving, accepting. So they're dead opposites, though they're considered friends in the Hindu system. Jupiter is generous and expansive. They're opposite. Mars is angry and undisciplined and vigorous and sexy. Opposite. Uranus is rebellious and untraditional. Opposite. Neptune is vague and could care less about practical matters. Opposite. We can go on and on. The only one that shows any similarity is Mercury. Mercury and Saturn love each other. They're considered friends in the Hindu system. They're both very mental. So Saturn, when you have an opposition involving Saturn and any of these guys, you have a real opposition between two different value systems in the person, two different developments, two different... Oh, Sun is opposite in some ways. Sun is sunny and warm, egocentric. Saturn's also egocentric, so that when they're together, the person loves power. But this will block the life. People with Saturn opposite their Sun often have their careers blocked or their father blocks them. They often have a long-term, maybe 30-year block in their life. I've seen that. They have to fight very hard.
And when it happens transit-wise, it's usually the low point of your career traditionally when Saturn opposes your Sun. So it's they have some things in common, but it isn't a good opposition. So when Saturn is in an opposition to any planet except Mercury, you have a pretty serious opposition. Also, Saturn rules karma, the tit-for-tat karma, return karma. There's different kinds of karma we can talk about. So Saturn's a karmic situation of some kind.